Wednesday, with you always, even and to the end. The Book of Revelation foretold the persecution of the saints, of the disciples of Jesus through all the centuries. And it's hard to know in advance there will be a very, very serious time. And in this time, in those times, the true people of God went into the desert, as is told in Revelation chapter 12. And the Waldensian people, they settled in upper regions, high areas of the Alps, Western Alps, Cutic Alps, very, very high, up to 3,800 meters. And there, they built houses of stone, high up in the mountains. They got the water from the waterfalls, chestnuts from the trees, and assembled, not in homes, but in nature, with their preacher, and heard the gospel. They were the true followers of Christ, and they were persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church. But Jesus promised, I will be with you. Always be with you, even unto the time of the end. So in these secluded areas, high up in the mountains, they tried to live a life of security. But even there, the soldiers were sent up. But then they disappeared and tried to get to other areas of the Alps. And because they used to live there, they were of a very good condition in their fitness, better than all the soldiers who were not used climbing up the mountains and down again and up again. And they knew every path, every secret path, and they knew where to find water, which is very important when you are in nature. And they even sent missionaries throughout Europe for 1,000 years. And these missionaries prepared the way for the Reformation when Martin Luther came to Wittenberg in Germany. For this time of persecution, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? He is the mighty King of the universe. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Till tomorrow.